Event Report 04. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of December 27, 2024. This is a direct continuation of the third part, Space News 55, Event Report 03, and Parts 1 and 2. In this event report, I will finally reveal who is behind the strong attacks against my group and the assassination attempt against three people, including myself. Taygeta has been a major target for the Earth's cabal for a very long time. Why that is so is the subject of much speculation, as it is said that Taygeta is seen as a weak point that can be used as a step to invade the entire Pleiades M45 star system. In my opinion, the reason is much simpler. It is because there has been a rotten group of Taygetans who have cooperated with Earth's cabal, and therefore they would try to give Taygeta to them in exchange for power. The Cabal wouldn't have been able to use any other Pleiadian civilization such as the Salations or the Engen, among others, simply because they don't have any access to members of their society. Their quest to invade Taygeta goes as far back as ancient Egypt in two historical moments. One is around the time of Queen Nefertiti and Akhenaten, and the other is at the time of Queen Cleopatra, who ended up giving Egypt to Rome in a silver platter, thus ending that civilization. And Rome is nothing other than the Cabal. Then they tried to invade Taygeta once more using Germany during the decade of 1930 and 1940, you know who was in power back then, and using a lot of secret knowledge, including black magic and so on. They tried to invade Taygeta through its colony orbiting the star Aldebaran, planet Sindriel, using their Hornabu discoidal starships, developed with technology provided by said rotten Taygetan group, despite positive Taygetan's best attempts to stop the bad ones. This incident can be corroborated elsewhere with a little research. And this may be a subject for another future video, as I do not want to digress. The latest attempt to invade Taygeta is the one we are witnessing and experiencing right now, as it is still unfolding. 6 or 7 Earth years ago, there was a strong attempt to impose a false queen in Taygeta who would be a puppet of Earth's cabal, therefore opening a pathway for invasion, or the assimilation of Taygetan society into Earth's cabal control. This is because Taygeta did not have a king or queen for a long time, as it functioned only with a high council, so imposing a puppet one using manipulation and treachery was a viable attempt to control Taygeta, as its equivalent of a constitution accepted the existence of a king or queen, who could have enough power to overrule the high council itself. The High Council members who were in office at the time in Taygeta saw the danger in not having any monarch in power and therefore looked for their own candidate to take the post immediately. The only person who qualified for the job, and based on family experience and semi-hereditary records, was Alanim of Temma, who at the time was having a life experience on Earth, as a simple human, although back then she was already achieving certain notoriety there on her own. Alanim Alexandra was extracted from Earth, was brought up to speed with everything that was happening, and was quickly crowned as the 71st Queen of Taygeta. With this denying the regressive side, the possibility of imposing a puppet monarch who would cooperate with Earth's cabal. As is to be expected, there was a lot of political turmoil in Taygeta back then, or that is what we are led to believe. As the official Taygetan story goes, the regressive side infiltrated Taygetan society with undercover agents who were said to be doing everything possible to assassinate Queen Alanim, to impose their own puppet queen, who they already had prepared since before. This caused Queen Alanim to decide to stay on board her flagship, the starship Talika, with a very small crew made up of her most trusted people, from where she could work safely and only use remote presence technology when she had to be present somewhere else, for safety, this at least as much as possible. This decision was strongly supported by the new Taygetan High Council members who also took office at that time, removing most of the older ones, and how they did this is still unclear to me. Although Queen Alanim was safe, or relatively safe on board her starship Talika, which acted as a medieval fortress, this also kept her as a prisoner, always looking over her shoulder expecting an assassination attempt. Each time she had no other option but to leave her ship for one or another official reunion or similar event. 6 Earth years went by, from 2018 to 2024, the years when the biggest mass of this contact took place, mostly through Robert of Despejando Enigmas and Gosha of Cosmic Agency, as a side product or consequence of the Galactic Federation's artificially failed Project First Contact. During this time, Queen Alanim hardly ever left the safety of Starship Talika, where she lived with an average of 30 of her most trustworthy people. The problem is that starships, especially large ones like the Talika, require an extensive crew to run efficiently, or else they fall into neglect and mechanical problems start to appear all over the place, as a 30-person crew is by far not enough to perform its basic maintenance requirements, despite their best efforts. Living inside a starship with very few people is also hard on the mind, especially for Queen Alanim, who could not leave the ship without fearing for her life. At the same time, the ship itself started to accumulate problems of all kinds, due to a lack of adequate maintenance. Starship Talika started to deteriorate to the point where her biggest problem was a constant water leakage all over the habitable areas and decks. This was because all Talika-class heavy cruisers of the first production batch have their main water tanks placed above and in front of the main hangar deck, because water is a very good shield against space radiation and particles. The problem with this design is that the very large water tanks are above the habitable areas, so if there is any problem or failure of the water pipelines, valves, or tanks themselves, the extensive leakage would flood the habitable area decks below. This happened to the Starship Rytle some years ago, which is the second Talika, Batch 1, starship to be built, when she had a problem with the tanks, which ended up flooding several decks to the point where the crew was experiencing a ship basically sinking in space, and which had to be fixed with scuba divers. This water tank problem is now fixed in the much improved Talika Batch 2 starships, also known as the Sardiclea class, of which only two have been built so far, the Sardiclea herself, and the Big E, which is only a nickname, as I am not ready to reveal its real one yet. As Talika aged, and Queen Alanim also grew tired of all the demands she had as a queen, and not being able to fulfill them correctly while trapped inside a ship, saw the need to find a replacement, and that is when I was appointed as Alanim's princess heiress. My being accepted as such brought a lot of Taygetan media attention, as is to be expected, therefore Alanim had to open the doors of her starship fortress to media people and politicians from Taygeta, thus inundating Starship Talika with strangers. This is when Queen Alanim fell sick with a strange stomach infection which was first attributed to her having consumed food, fruits, which had been contaminated with Moye bird droppings, not to say shit. As Queen Alanim could not function as a leader because of her illness, she appointed me as Acting Queen, also known as Princess Queen, in her absence. She fell so sick that she had no option but to be placed in a wet medical pod for 3 months, or else her life would be in danger as she was not responding well to alternative treatments. This is when Queen Alanim abdicated the throne officially and in front of Taygeta's High Council, and moved me from Princess Queen Heiress, to full Queen of Teyagata. More or less at this time, aging starship Talika was replaced with the brand new starship Sardiclea. Only a few weeks after I was crowned queen, I fell very sick as well with a strange type 1 diabetes, which apparently had not been diagnosed for a long time, despite my multiple symptoms. As my health went from bad to worse, despite the ship's medical doctor's best attempts at making it worse. Yes, I said worse, not better. Thus endangering my leadership capacity, until the Irma cats intervened and took me on board their spacecraft to be healed with a very unique astral procedure, as I explained in detail in my videos about how the Irma healed me. The mere fact that the Irma cats removed me from Starship Sardiclea opened my mind to new perspectives about everything, including my role as the Teyagetan Queen, life and death, the astral and a whole lot else. My type 1 diabetes healed almost immediately, but I had no time to celebrate as only days later, I accidentally inhaled spores from a dangerous fungus that was growing inside one of our human-built wheeled vehicles, and I immediately fell very sick to a strong and debilitating lung infection. It was later discovered that the fungus was artificially planted inside the vehicle, with the full intention of infecting me. Then the rest of Sardiclea's crew started to fall very sick with strong flu-like symptoms, and a horrible stomach and intestine infection, including myself, which led to the entire starship becoming inoperable. Even though it was later discovered that the stomach and intestine infection we were all suffering from was artificially created as a self-corroborating and self-sustaining collective psychosis, induced as an astral attack, the symptoms and the suffering from them were very real and did not go away easily. As everyone on the Sardiclea was terribly sick, and the ship was inoperable with no viable crew, I was forced to pass the leadership over the Teyagetan fleet in Earth's orbit to the next highest ranking officer, Captain Grade 5, Goriel of Tema. A Grade 5 captain in Teyagata is the equivalent of an admiral on Earth. Goriel saw the need to enact Protocol 827, which demands any competent military leader to extract the Teyagetan king or queen from an installation, building, or starship which has been proven to have an inoperable, incapacitated, or incompetent crew. Goriel and his military teams removed me from the starship Sardiclea and took me to his ship, the starship Alcyone, to be healed by his very competent and numerous medical staff. Then he proceeded to help the rest of the crew of the starship Sardiclea, as I described in detail in my other three situation report videos. Again, as happened when the Irma removed me from the Sardiclea to be healed, my presence in the starship Alcyone, and surrounded by a very different and super efficient crew, opened my mind to newer perspectives, also allowing me to grow in capacity and capability as a queen, as I clearly felt my mind expanding while exposed to so many new perspectives and potentials. I witnessed how the real population of Teyagata acted and was, as compared to the small crew of the Sardiclea, and as a consequence of all those new experiences, I felt a growth in consciousness, much like what a young adult on Earth experiences when he or she leaves home, to move to a new town, to study or work. I suddenly found myself alone and on a strange ship I had never been on before, and having to take full responsibility, not only over myself, but also of my difficult role as the Teyagetan Queen. In other words, I had to suddenly grow and become an adult. This growth in consciousness, possibilities, and awareness, while I lived among new Teyagetans on the starship Alcyone, also made me aware of many uncomfortable things about Teyagetan politics and politicians, the ones in the High Council specifically. I was suddenly made aware that the Taygetan High Council had been deliberately lying to former Queen Alanim, and more recently to myself, and in extremely important subjects, many of which were of life and death. With this deliberately deforming the entire picture we had of everything that was happening in the Taygetan society, and of its culture as well. As I went through the process of understanding what was happening, and why the High Council was lying to me, and had been lying to Alanim and her group as well, and for the better part of 6 years, I talked about this extensively with my new friends on the Alcyon. It then came to me that Captain Goriel and his close friend, Captain Thales of the starship Asterope, had been studying the situation of the High Council, and they had been forming a strong case against them, gathering information and evidence for years. In their case, as it was exposed to me, the High Council of Taygeta had been infiltrated by Earth's Cabal forces, in conjunction with very obscure Galactic Federation characters, in a very skillful maneuver to take over Taygeta. The High Council had neglected the Taygetan military for 6 years, claiming it was not needed, and was not, quote, spiritual, as was to be expected from an advanced society, thus debilitating its capacity to defend itself. The High Council had done so with the deliberate intention of debilitating the resistance and fighting capacity of the Taygetan military, and with them, of the entire Taygetan population, making them easy victims to yet another invasion attempt. Captain Goriel and Captain Thales let me arrive at my own conclusions before they exposed their points of view, and before they presented the vast evidence to me. Therefore, they did not have to convince me of anything, as I had seen a lot with my own eyes, but this was only possible from the starship Alcyon, and not while immersed in the distorted bubble of the Sardiclea and her super small crew. The invasion plot was clear to us now. The High Council had been infiltrated by regressive forces cooperating with Earth's Cabal and shady Galactic Federation characters. They had managed to trick and manipulate with lies Queen Alanim and her small staff into believing that she would be assassinated should she dare leave the starship Talika, with this fear tactic, containing her in a starship, limiting her action capacity, and also allowing the infiltrated Taygetan High Council to create a false reality around her, so they could act out their invasion plans without any resistance. What former Queen Alanim was told, her awareness of every situation, and where she could act as a queen, was deliberately and skillfully limited by the High Council. Although Goriel and all his very numerous military friends, including all the ones back home in Taygeta, could only gather information, evidence, and so on using their efficient military intelligence, yet, they could not act against the High Council as they were also the Supreme Court of Justice for Taygeta. All they could do was wait for an opportunity to expose all this to someone in a legal capacity to act against the High Council, and that someone was me. They couldn't have gone to former Queen Alanim with all this, as they did not know how she would react and what she would think about all this, because the Taygetan military knew that she was under the influence of the High Council's manipulation and lies. They could not take the risk. As the days went by, I recovered from all my health problems on board Starship Alcyon and gathered my strength. I knew that I had no option but to confront the members of the Taygetan High Council directly. But then they started to demand both Captain Goriel and I status reports on the situation here, which we did not give as scheduled, as it would imply that we knew what was going on with the High Council. As their impatience grew, I was forced to confront them directly. I went into remote presence together with Captain Goriel and Captain Thales, and I addressed the High Council for an emergency meeting. As they demanded us to inform them about what was going on inside the ships orbiting Earth, I demanded an explanation about why they had been lying to Alanim and her group for years, and why they had been lying to me more recently, all with proof in my hands. The High Council, 20 of 24 members present there, started to get very angry and defensive, and out of nowhere, they started to accuse me of being too young and incompetent to be a queen, and of abusing my power. As I continued to demand an explanation for all their lies, and while exposed by the proof I had in my hands in the shape of previously prepared military intelligence documents, they chose not to answer my questions, and immediately revoked my status as Queen of Taygeta. They stated that I was no longer fit to be the Taygetan Queen, and that from that moment onwards I was not. I had no option but to enact and activate the Taygetan Protocol 627, which states that the Taygetan King or Queen can override the authority of the High Council, if the situation requires it. The High Council was outraged and demanded my immediate arrest, but as I was there using remote presence, they ordered Captain Goriel and Captain Thales to arrest me immediately. Fortunately, they were on my side and did not comply, they only stood there staring at all the High Council members, until I said, "It is all of you who are under arrest for high treason against the Taygetan people." And in that very moment, Captain Goriel touched his communicator on a pin on his chest, and said, "Move in." And all the Taygetan military stationed right across the river, only a few meters away from the High Council building in Talika City, came into action. They surrounded the High Council's round building and moved in to arrest its members. Of course, the High Council members had vast security around them, with armed individuals loyal to them, so a firefight was inevitable, one which lasted for a short time before they were all overrun by the far more numerous military loyal to Goriel and to me. The High Council's guards surrendered right after the military sent armed gunships to give air support. When they arrived, it was game over for them. The High Council's beautiful building was damaged during the fire fight, with many of its marble columns and stained glass windows sustaining a lot of damage, yet there were no fatalities, only injuries. This was mostly because of the use of advanced body armor on both sides. 20 of 24 High Council members were placed under military custody, with the remaining four at large until some days ago when one of them was captured as well. Three remain at large at the time I am writing this. As the military intelligence evidence shows, the High Council members face serious accusations, which include high treason against the Taygetan people, plotting an invasion against Taygeta, conspiring with known enemy forces, abuse of authority, impersonating Queen Marie in front of Taygetan media, helping the escape of a highly dangerous criminal, plotting the overthrow of Queen Marie, and having planned and taken into action the assassination attempts against former Queen Alanim, against present Queen Marie, and of a high-ranking military leader loyal to us, DK. This is among countless of the accusations which would fill an entire video. Yes, it was the Taygetan High Council itself who plotted the astral attacks, and the not-so-astral ones as well, against us all in the Sardiclea. They were skillfully done using advanced esoteric knowledge and the use of lower astral regressive entities, using what humans would call black magic, which also included the use of voodoo dolls against Alanim, DK, and I, dolls which were later discovered and neutralized. They had cutter blades, of the human X-Acto brand, stuck into their stomachs, throats and heads. This elaborated astral attack came after the Irma intervention, where they helped me, because if it had happened before, the cats would have noticed the problem. As for the precise details which irrefutably, in a court of law, link the members of the High Council to this attack, as well as to all that surrounds it, must not be made public yet. The High Council members later accused me of trying to impose an absolute power monarchy over Teijita, accusing me of causing a coup d'etat. But this was quickly resolved as Goryeo's military and I had prepared a replacement High Council, made of civilian volunteers coming from the councils of all the larger regions of the four planets of Teijetan society. We had pre-planned this in the days before the confrontation with the High Council. As far as we can see, the High Council accepted my nomination as Alanim's replacement, thinking that I was a fragile, timid girl, afraid of the dark, and therefore incapable of giving them any trouble, much less standing up against them. And they knew how I was before, when I arrived in Talika, because they had an infiltrated agent, a sleeper inside the Talika and later the Sardiclea, who was the person who poisoned Alanim, and later planted dangerous fungus spores against us, and who made voodoo dolls and knew how to use them, and so on. I still cannot reveal who the sleeper was. Many days later, the new High Council is slowly taking its place, its new members coming up to speed with what is expected of them, and the building is being repaired. Teijetan military are still helping them, and protecting everything, in case more attacks should take place. Captain Goryeo and I had to give multiple public statements and explanations to calm down the Teijetan people. I gave an extensive explanation of all that had happened, and it was very similar to the one I just gave you. What goes on in Teijita affects what happens on Earth as well. In the past few days, there have been no less than 8 other arrests in Tema, of Earth Cabal members who entered Teijita aided by the High Council, some of which are known to the public on Earth, and are accused of crimes against humanity, but I am not ready yet to enlist names. Perhaps they cannot be published as the implications may be many. A cleaning process has begun in Teijita, and it will filter down to Earth, because it must, and because there is no other way. Lastly, little Sophia is nowhere to be seen, and that saddens us. Knowing that she had great knowledge about the astral, we can only speculate that she went to the other side to fight her own way. The problem is that I no longer can feel her close, as I used to before, coinciding with what other psychics are saying. There isn't more I can say about her at this time, as there are no new clues about where she may be. To be continued, as a lot more ramifications and consequences are still ongoing. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.